Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Christina Podnar is here. Christina's back. Settle down. I'm excited, too. She's one of our top technology experts. She's the principal of Native Trust Consulting, certified as a change management practitioner and project management professional. She's the author of The Power of Digital Policy, which is awesome, and she's become a great member of our brain trust. Christina Podnar, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Jim. I appreciate being with you and your listeners.
We always love having you on the show. So, Christina, I was telling the audience actually for a couple of weeks now. I've been trying to identify the silver linings in this pandemic situation we got going on, and one of them is to imagine what would have happened had we had this shutdown 30 years ago. Now, you're too young to remember 30 years ago, Christina, but I do. I remember when I didn't have cell phones, and then my first one was bolted to the floor of my car. But think about this. What if in 1990 we'd had this shutdown, and we couldn't communicate instantaneously in as many different ways as we do? Things would have been a lot different, and I believe a lot worse. What do you think?
Absolutely, 100%, no doubt. We can't argue with that, Jim. I think if we take a look at small business especially and take a look at how they've been able to pivot, I know it's not making anybody whole. I myself am a small business, so I'm feeling that pain, and there's a lot of it to go around. But what we have seen is really great pivots because of digital, right? Some of the greatest technology out there has been helping out our restaurants, right? I've been seeing local restaurants who, yes, of course, they switched to takeout food. Some of them that were lucky enough to have a food truck option did that.
Right.
But a lot of restaurants have actually pivoted. They're starting to share Mom's famous recipes. I've seen a local restaurant, and I've done this. They've actually delivered ingredients and then charged a fee to teach us via Zoom how to actually make their famous recipe at home. What a great pivot, right? Couldn't have done that in 1990.
Right.
I've seen my fitness instructor who has a small business, very small studio, right? He's pivoted to doing online live Zoom sessions, and you can actually buy, I think it's like 20 sessions for $50 wherever you are in the world. That's like $2.50 a session. I know it's not going to make his business whole, but it's going to help with these times. And I think every little thing helps. And you're absolutely right. We couldn't have done that in 1990. Heck, most of us couldn't have done that in, 2002. And so we're really grateful that there are ways to pivot, that we can do some things right now. And the question is, how is everybody out there pivoting? Can they do it? And can they do it in a way that isn't going to hurt their business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because pivoting also has some challenges. It also has some risks. And you want to make sure that you're grabbing that opportunity, but you're also balancing it out with the risks that come with that.
Well, what you're using your fitness guy as an example, there are three things going on there. Number one, he's getting some revenue, even though it's not as much as he wants. He's getting some revenue. And as long as the faucet is open a little bit, that every little bit helps. That's one thing. The second thing is he is staying connected to customers. And so who are you going to go back to when you're ready to rock and roll in the studio? Who are you going to go back to? You're not going to go find somebody new. You're going to go to him because he was the one who didn't lose contact with you. And then the third thing is he's making preparation for whatever is next. Whatever the new regular is, Christina, I don't use the word normal around here, but whatever the new regular is, he's evolving into that. What do you think?
I think he's actually doing more than that, Jim. And the fitness instructor is a really great example. So I had actually been with him for years, love him, adore him, it's great. But I also travel for work a lot, and so for me personally, it wasn't worth it, right, to actually continue to pay the fee that he had. Well, guess what? I'm not traveling anymore, number one. When we go back to regular, even if I travel again, now he's figured out a model that works for him, I can take him on the road with me. So he's not just pivoted for the moment. He's pivoted for all of these clients that he was losing because they couldn't either make it in the morning, the kids were still asleep, we were on the road, et cetera. But here's the thing. He's a very local guy. He teaches in my town. That's the only place, you know, he's a company of one teacher, right? Mm-hmm. Small business. But all of a sudden, what he's done is opened up his business to the country.
To the world.
Right? If you're in the U.S., you can access him, and to the world. Exactly.
Yeah.
The other thing that he's done, which I think is really smart, Jim, is initially he did like a little bit of a pilot. So he did a teaser, and the first few were free, right? I know it was an investment of time, but everybody was in chaotic times. He basically gave away some free sessions. He put them on YouTube, streamed them on FaceTime Live. And what that did is it actually got him into marketing mode. So he was able to all of a sudden reach not just his existing clients, but friends and family of existing clients, and word took off. So he's nowhere near whole, but what he has done is he's actually recruited a whole new segment, and he basically created new customers where he didn't have them before. And that is not just a great pivot, but it's smart for whatever the regular times are, like you said, coming at it.
And think about the people who would never be able to come to his studio like you can, who can get to know him. And if he's smart, and I'm sure he is, and he may already be doing this, he's asking the people, the new people signing up, he's asking them for an annual commitment. He's saying, okay, for $100, you get this all year long, or whatever the number is, and that way he's got he's got recurring revenue. And so whereas he was an hourly wage earner 6 months ago in his studio, he could become rich in 2 years.
Exactly, and with him, you know,
and
never really
and never leave home.
Well, and that's the interesting part I was going to say is, you know, he was actually subleasing space from a baseball cage, a baseball training center,
yeah,
right? Because he was a small business, couldn't afford space of his own. He doesn't even need to do that anymore,
right?
Right. I mean, he can certainly go back to that in a smaller form, shape, etc. But he's gotten rid of his rent. He's been able to pivot and still bring some income in, and that's the silver lining. And the reality is that we all have some silver lining. You know, not to take away from the real crisis that we are in, because I think a lot of small businesses are hours, maybe days away from having to close their doors forever.
Right. That's right.
So I don't want to take, you know, that very lightly. But I think that there are opportunities for a lot of folks to pivot in some way. It's not going to make you whole, but it is going to help you. And you need to take advantage of digital. You need to think innovatively. And if you need help, there's lots of help out there. You know, I've been giving people some tips. And even
Christina, I got to take a break, but I need your website, please, so people can find you.
Absolutely. ThePowerOfDigitalPolicy.com.
ThePowerOfDigitalPolicy.com. Check it out, folks. Christina is there. And she and I will be right back. We're going to talk about some technology after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.